It is your job, part of your job at least, not your whole job, part of your job to make sure your agency's interns get a lot out of their experience, but it's also in your best interest to do it because your interns may be at least a big part of the future of your agency. Tim McManus is the Vice President of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service and here to talk about why interns are important. Happy Friday to you, Tim. Thanks for being on today.
Good to be here, and happy Friday to you, Francis.
Thank you. The intern situation is kind of interesting in government because I think a lot of folks think about interns exclusively as the college kids who come in when they're not in college and learn about what goes on. We have some of those here at Federal News Radio, and they're terrific. And that's part of the equation in government, isn't it, but not the whole thing?
Absolutely part of the equation. And Francis, right now, just as you at Federal News Radio have brought in some interns, the partnership has some interns on board now as well. It's kind of intern season right now in D.C. and across the country. And I think, you know, one of the things that's important to look at is the experience that your interns are getting at your agency. Are they provided meaningful work, or are they really looked at as just some cheap labor and the way that they're viewed and the type of work that they're given is actually going to drive their attitude not only toward the potential to work in government, but certainly the potential to work in your agency.
Why is it important that an intern leaves with a good taste in his or her mouth about your organization and what it does?
Well, I think ultimately we ought to be looking at our internships as potential employers in the future. And that may not be a year from now, it may not even be 2 years from now, but at some point in time, we ought to be looking at we've provided them a good, meaningful experience so that they're jazzed about what we do, and we've used that time, whether it's a summer or a semester or a year-long internship, to actually help them enhance their skills as well. We often talk about internships as really one of the best assessment tools that agencies have at their disposal. You bring an intern in, you actually get to, you know, kick the tires a little bit. Does this intern perform? Do they have the skills? Do they have the thought process that we really need here at this agency? And if so, they ought to be considered as long-term talent for the agency. If not, you know, it gives you the opportunity to say, no foul, no harm. Thanks for being an intern here. On the flip side of the coin, though, and this is where the meaningful experience really comes into play. On the flip side of things, you can bet that the intern's doing the same thing. They're checking out your agency too. What's it like to live and work in this agency over a period of time? Is it a culture that actually is conducive to, you know, me bringing out the best in me? Am I provided meaningful opportunities, or am I standing at the copy machine or getting Francis coffee all day long?
Which is really kind of a futile task, since I don't drink coffee. That would not really do much to help the intern figure out what they want to do with their lives. I've worked at a number of places over the years where the interns are exactly that. They're kind of gophers. And I'm happy to say that here and in our sister station, WTOP, the interns are given substantive tasks. And I think some folks are surprised sometimes at how well they respond and how well they fit into an organization that they just kind of come into blind, a lot of times not even knowing until a week or two before their assignment that that's where they're going to go.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And again, for those that come in blind and have a great experience, you can bet that not only are they thinking, you know, when they return to their campus, that, wow, that may be a place that I want to stay. That may be a place I want to go again, either as an intern in the future or, you know, when I get out of school, I'd kind of like to see, you know, whether or not I can get a full-time job there. That would be pretty cool. I had a great experience. On the other hand, there's those folks who maybe have the miserable experience, and you can bet they're not only saying, wow, I had a great experience there, but they're telling all their friends, wow, I had a really miserable experience there. And again, it's part of the experience is based on the interactions that they get to have with others, including other interns as well, but part of it is around the type of work that they do. And interestingly enough, the National Association for Colleges and Employers, NACE, actually released some data from a student survey earlier in May, and one of the things that it found was that nearly 20% of students in an internship or with an internship indicated that they'd likely turn down a full-time job offer from their latest employer. And the key driver for that rejection of an offer was the type of work that they did. The more non-professional or clerical work that the intern was given, the more likely they were to reject the offer. So, mm-hmm. again, interns, by and large, aren't looking for simply an experience in an office setting or a work experience. They're actually looking for something that provides them meaningful work. Huh. Not unlike, new people, regardless of age or demographic, coming into government as well.
Yeah.
So, again, it's important that we pay attention to the interns. It's important that we provide some opportunities for them really to engage in meaningful work. And it's important that we have some conversations with them as well. Too often what happens is we bring in interns and we know what we want them to do, but we never really kind of do a gut check, have a conversation with them about what they want to get out of this internship. And, again, it might not be that we can meet all of their needs, but can we adjust a little bit to make sure that at the end of the day, we've gotten what we need, and they've also had the type of experience that they need as well.
Tim, always great to talk to you. Thanks for being on this afternoon, and have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, Francis.
Thank you. And I'm sitting actually right across the way here from our own intern success story, our producer Emily Jarvis, who started as an intern. So I know firsthand exactly what it's like to have somebody who likes what they're doing as an intern and having them wind up stick around.